Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of the North Star Podcast. Today's episode is entitled, You've Gotta Know Your Stuff. And we're going to focus on the idea of competence. Because you better know your stuff, because if you don't, you're going to be on the sidelines. Sit back and relax and enjoy today's episode of the North Star Podcast. This is my North Star now. My North Star says there's an army of people around the world with the heart, mind, and grit to restore the integrity of business while reshaping their careers to have it all. Welcome to the North Star Podcast. My name is David Porter, the founder of the Glue Revolution, and every week this podcast is here to help you find your North Star and have it all. Let's get after it. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 2 of the North Star Podcast. My name is David Porter, the founder of the Glue Revolution, and it is a privilege and an honor to have you with us today. So the North Star Podcast, episode 2, let's reset where we are and what it is we're doing here in the podcast. The podcast is supportive of the Glue Revolution, which is a revolution focused on helping drive business to do the right thing in the right way at the right time. And to build the people, to have a conversation, to build the people that can influence and drive that move to readiness. When we talk about glue leaders, what we're talking about are people that are involved in what I would call non-operational areas, such as quality, safety, compliance, risk. These are the people that are focused on not the delivery of services and goods to a customer, but rather ensuring that those goods and services are delivered in a way that is high quality, low risk, high compliance, with safety not only for the customer, but for the employees that do the work, and other things that provide the framework for the delivery of those goods and services. And so the North Star Podcast is really a discussion around the four areas of the glue cycle. And each week we're going to take on one of those areas. And in the first week, which is today, we're going to talk about the idea of competence, the skill sets and mindsets that we need to have in the areas of expertise that are necessary for us to be effective glue leaders. In week 2, we'll talk about connection. How do we bring ourselves alongside those operational leaders that we support? In week 3, we'll talk about conversation. How do we communicate? And what are the areas where we need to understand to how we can adapt what we do in a way that allows us to have vital conversations with our operating colleagues so that we can optimize what they do in delivery of goods and services to our customers? And in week 4, we'll talk about consequence. What are the things that we as glue leaders need to be focused on from a results perspective so that we can more effectively help our colleagues in operations really hit the highest mark when it comes to delivery to our customers? From a housekeeping perspective, just so you know, we're going to focus on having each of our episodes run approximately 15 to 20 minutes. We respect your time, understand you're very busy in what it is you do, and so I'm going to follow the advice I received back in college from a professor that said, if you've been drilling for 20 minutes and haven't struck oil, you probably better stop. So we're going to run these episodes about 15 to 20 minutes. But at the end of the day, we want to go around the glue cycle from competence to connection to conversation to consequence. And then in the next week, we'll go back to the top and we'll start back again with competence. So let's get started today as we discuss the idea of competence. So I'm going to take you back a number of years to a skit that I watched on Saturday Night Live. And I forget the character's name, but basically it was the some first name, the IT guy. And the skit ran relatively consistently throughout one particular season of Saturday Night Live. And the whole crux of the whole caricature of the IT guy was that he was smarter than everybody else when it came to IT. Because, of course, that many years ago, there were people that absolutely knew they were the only people that knew anything about IT, and the rest of us were just trying to figure out how to make this black box next to our desk work And when it didn't work, we were absolutely at a loss. And so when I thought about today's episode, I immediately came to think about that skit and how this individual had tremendous expertise, but absolutely no ability to deliver it. And everybody, of course, around him couldn't stand him and hated working with him and hated calling when there was a problem. And that's largely what happens still today. And so today we're going to talk about this idea of competence. And when we talk about competence, it's not simply a matter of intelligence. Today's going to be really an overview of this first component of the GLUE system, which is this idea of competence. And when we talk about that, most people believe that it is a matter of being smart. As long as I'm smart in the area that I am working in, whether that is quality or risk or safety or compliance, whatever it is that I am charged with doing, whatever it is that is in my job description or in my title, as long as I am really good at that, then I am competent. I think of myself as competent, and that is actually not the case. In fact, the smarter someone is in their particular area of expertise, without having the other tools that we're going to talk about in this area of competence, the more opportunity there is for people to actually resist what it is they're trying to do. So go back to our skit on Saturday Night Live. What was it that happened when the really smart IT guy came to the desk? Well, what happened was everybody hated him. Nobody wanted to work with him. Everybody wanted to work around him. And the same thing is true for us as GLUE leaders. If we rely exclusively on the idea that as long as we're really smart in our area of expertise, that is somehow going to carry the day, we are actually going to lose. And we are going to be resisted, and we are going to be worked around. And with that resistance and with being worked around comes bad outcomes, not only for you, not only for us as GLUE leaders, but negative consequences for the business. And when the business has negative consequences, that is a reflection on us. In the end, the things we think give us the path to success, i.e. our substantive expertise, is actually the thing that is at the core of the obstacles to us being effective. So we're struggling with being effective at work, and that struggle centers on the idea that we're not exhibiting broad and deep enough competence in the work that we do. We are resisted, we are worked around, we are marginalized. Unfortunately, that ineffectiveness doesn't stay at work. When our intelligence in our area of expertise is the cause of our ineffectiveness, it attacks us at our self-worth. Many of us believe, many of us identify with the work that we do every day in the jobs that we perform. When we identify ourselves with our jobs, which is a completely natural thing for us to do, when we are ineffective, when we do not connect, when we do not see or feel success, it attacks us at our very core. When our core is attacked, that attacks our self-worth. And we diminish ourselves in our own minds as not only a professional, but as a spouse, as a parent, as a friend, and ultimately just as a person. And when that diminishment occurs, then we fail to show up in the other roles of our life beyond simply our professional life at the level that we would want to show up. We are not as good a spouse. We are not as connected to our spouse because we've diminished our own self-worth. We are not as good a parent because we have reduced our ability to have patience as we teach and lead our children. We are not as good a friend because we don't believe ourselves to be a good friend. Therefore, it is difficult for us to, in fact, be a good friend. It pulls down every part of our world around us, and in doing so, it turns our world into gray at best. And when it really hits home, it turns us into a black, lifeless, lightless existence. When we are dismissed, when we are worked around, when we don't have the kind of competence that allows us to be in the heart of making things better in our companies, it is not simply something that stays on the job. It becomes a part of us. It becomes a negative part of us, and it negatively impacts every other part of our world. But there is a path to deal with that pain. There's absolutely a plan to ensure that you are not worked around, to ensure that you are not diminished, and to ensure that you can deliver within your organization at the highest level. And what it requires is for us to look at competence as something more than a singular tool in the toolbox. So my dad built houses, custom houses, for 40 years. And in that time, he had all kinds of tools. The fact that he may have had the very best saw didn't mean that he could build great houses. What it meant was that he had a really great saw. And the analogy holds in this area of competence. We may be the very best at what we do in our substantive area of expertise. Quality, security, compliance, safety. It's not enough. It won't build the whole house. It's clearly a foundation, but it will not build the entire house that we need to build so that our competence brings us to the center of the conversation about our company doing the right thing in the right way at the right time. Our view of competence must be substantially broader than just what it is that's in our job description and our title. But that really starts with the idea of substantive competence. When we talk about competence, we're going to talk about four key tools, and the first of them is this idea of substantive competence. Don't get me wrong, it is vital that we are absolutely the expert in our company in whatever it is our title says that we do, whether that is safety, compliance, quality, security, it doesn't matter. We have to be the very best substantively in that area. Because if we're not, then no one is going to listen. It doesn't matter anything else that we do. Our substantive competence must be unquestioned. Tom Peters, in his book Reimagine, talks about this idea of delivering great goods, great services, and he talks about those as antes, like in a poker game. If you don't have substantive competence, there is no reason to pursue any other area of competence until you get that piece right. And so we have to make sure that we are substantively competent in everything that we do before we even begin to build the rest of our toolbox. Once we're substantively competent, the second area of competence that's necessary is business competence. We must be able to speak the language of business, meaning we've got to understand the difference between a balance sheet and an income statement. We have to understand basic accounting principles. We have to understand how business works. And that may sound really simplistic, but I am amazed at the people that I work with that don't have a fundamental understanding for how business works. And when I say how business works, what I'm really talking about is being able to view the business from the perspective of a business leader. Having the lens of how to build, protect, maintain a business in all sorts of economic conditions. Building a business is not a linear effort. It is constantly calling on business leaders to be adaptive to the circumstances that they are facing, whether they be internal situations or external, whether the economy is going a particular direction or whether the technology in the business is changing. Business is constantly evolving, and understanding how business leaders deal with that evolution is a critical component of the expertise that a glue leader must bring to the table. If we can't speak the language of business, then we are going to be dismissed no matter how smart we are. We will be like the Saturday Night Live skit. We will be the IT guy who may know everything there is to know about IT that nobody wants to work with because I can't speak the language of business. So the second area is business competence. The third area is systems competence. And when we talk about systems competence, we have to understand how things work in our business. How does our business deliver the goods and services that our customers want? How do we know what it is our customers want? What are the pressure points? Where is it in the system that we need to understand there might be constraints, there might be throughput problems that we need to know about in trying to address compliance or quality or safety issues as we begin to be a part of the overall conversation of doing the right thing at the right time in the right way? Understanding systems is vital to be able to do that sort of design work to be able to make the things that we bring to the table as a glue leader, being able to bring those things into the business in a way that is complementary to and not an obstacle to the business being successful. The fourth area of competence is process competence. And this is a subset. This is even more granular than systems expertise or systems competence. Systems competence tells us or has us understand how the business works from beginning to end. Process is deeper and says, how do people do the things within the systems? And this is where we really get to that granular level where we understand how it is we can design what it is we've been asked to do. Again, compliance, quality, security, safety. Knowing process gives us that vision, that ability to bring what we've been asked to do to bear in the company in a way that makes it consistent and complementary with not only how the business works, but how the people within the business work as well. So it helps us understand what are the points of failure, what are the points of risk, where is it that we need to be focusing our expertise, our substantive expertise, to make the process work more effectively. How do we make process strong so that we can achieve what is necessary? And so the four areas of competence that we're going to circle back and begin to drill more deeply into in the conversation are substantive competence, knowing what we know, business competence, how does the business work, systems competence, how do we deliver goods and services to our customers, and process competence, which is how do the people in our company do the things necessary to make the systems run? This reminds me of a story when I was a kid and my mom talked to me about being a Renaissance man. And when I was in junior high, I didn't really understand what a Renaissance man was. And today I do understand what that is. And to be a Renaissance person means to bring an entire set of skills and a toolbox of competence to the table. Understanding that it is more than just being smart in the things that we do as an expert, but it is understanding those complementary tools like business systems and process competence that allow us to be the most effective in what it is we do and to design our value into the business rather than simply pouring our expertise on top and hoping that something sticks. We're going to continue this conversation of competence over the next several weeks. And the way we're going to do that is when we circle back around to competence, we're going to start drilling into the four areas of competence we've talked about in this episode. But remember this, competence is not optional. Competence is an absolute rule for us to be able to participate effectively within a business. The breadth and depth of that competence determines our value and success. So join us next week in episode 3, and we're going to dive into the idea of connection. Connection is the art of permission. It is the way that we are able as glue leaders to connect deeply with the operational colleagues that we are trying to help. It is getting them to give us permission to be part of their world and to be part of a conversation with them. It's been great to have you here today. I'm David Porter. And don't forget, connect, don't correct, and stick to the North Star. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to today's episode. This podcast is free for anybody that wants to listen, and so I just ask for two things. One, subscribe and leave a review about the podcast on the platform of your choice. And two, if this podcast resonates with you, share it with others so that they have it for their use. You also have an opportunity to connect with like-minded professionals in the Glue Revolution private group on Facebook. To join, go to www.theGlueRevolution.com. Join the conversation to reframe how companies address risk and do what is right while we build a space to have it all. Again, join us at www.theGlueRevolution.com. And join us next week as we continue our conversation. Until then, connect, don't correct, and stick to the North Star.